And as we go into our next segment, we're going to start with Victor Alvarez and Sabor. They're going to play a song for us here in the Santa Fe Baking Company. Alvarez and Sabor. And the members of the band Sabor are Victor Alvarez, who plays mandolin, and Glenn Harvitz on bass, Fred Simpson on congas, and JJ Oviedo on hand percussion and bongo. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So you guys have a new weekly gig playing Cuban music of this kind. It's every Thursday, that's tonight Thursday, from 7:30 to 10:30 in the evening. Excellent.
Correct. Yeah, we're very excited about it. This the Santa Fe Brewing Company, and their sound system there is great, and of course Glenn is helping with the sound there as well.
So you, Glenn, are a sound engineer as well as a bass player.
I am, as well as a producer and a recording engineer.
Now, you, Fred Simpson, African drummer, many people have taken African drumming classes from you. You are getting into Cuban music, Afro-Cuban music as well.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that transition. What are you learning? What's new? What's different? What's the same?
Well, technically, it's a little bit different, but what it really is a sensibility. You have to learn the songs. You know, my Spanish needs to improve. It's improving.
To sing back up.
I'm singing back up, and there's a format. There's a whole format that goes back to the 20s and the 30s, and it's there's a mixture of course, the African tradition with the drumming, and the mixture of the European influence. So it's learning all of that.
Victor, you've been playing with Sabor for how many years?
I think 10.
10 years, and always in Santa Fe. Tell us about the kind of music. I mean, we've played quite a bit of son on this program, but what is Cuban son?
Well, the Cuban son is a fusion of African music with Spanish music from Spain that was back in the 1800s when the Spaniards were in Cuba and they were having their dances and their where they play the minuet was very famous then and things of that nature. That's what, you know, the long dresses and that kind of stuff. And the slaves that were brought to Cuba were actually brushing their horses outside for carriages, and they got together with the flamenco players that they brought to play, and so started the song started came from that. That was the very basic root of the song.
It's funny to think of this type of music as having its origins in things like the minuet.
Right, right. Well, because from the minuet came the danson, and then from the danson came the song. And then from the song came salsa.
And it was the, of course, the African percussion that made it all.
Oh, yeah, up. That's what bound it, yeah.
J.J. Oviedo, you are a bongo hand percussion player. How did you get into this music? Have you been doing it all your life?
No, I'm actually a taught jazz drummer and drum set player. But I got into this music, I don't know, just... kind of out of necessity, I just kind of, I don't know, just started playing it, and it grew on me, and I started kind of exploring it in my own way, and so I've kind of brought some of what I've learned from playing drum set into this context through the hand percussion, bongos, stuff like that. So
I would think, I mean, the people I know who have gone from playing rock and roll drumming, even who are really good, jazz drumming, it's a big learning curve still to internalize those Cuban rhythms.
Oh, yeah. It's quite a bit different. My advantage was I grew up listening to a lot of different types of music. My parents were into a lot of different types of music, a lot of bossa nova, a lot of Latin, a lot of the old stuff from the 30s and 40s. So I've had always heard those recordings even before I started playing drum set. And then when I started playing, jazz and all that sort of thing, I sort of learned that. And then in the background, I had the Latin background. And so in a way, it just kind of came forward, you know. So
Right. Glenn, what's your own background in Latin music?
Well, that's an interesting question to ask. Actually, my background is very varied. I've been involved in music since 1968 in various different forms. And to me, Latin music is just another way of expressing the shapes that appear within the music. So this is just another way to express myself in a different idiom and try and encompass as many different idioms as I can within this idiom.
What is your own background? What kind of music have you been playing in the past since 1968?
I started learning from the inventors of fusion music. Pat Martino was one of my teachers. Jaco Pastorius was one of my teachers. Maestro Dennis Sandoli out of Philadelphia, the man who taught John Coltrane and many others as well. That's the school that I come from, as well as I'm classically trained, as well as when I was 12, I was in a band with Astro Gilberto's kid, and we used to play locally. And, I realized that there's more to music than just playing. It's more of a way of life, and I've been trying to encompass as many different ways in my life as possible. Thank you for asking.
And what about bass for Latin music? I mean, I remember when I started listening to salsa, and even simple formulaic salsa sometimes had incredible syncopated bass lines.
Right. Well, the syncopations by themselves are actually rather simple. They're shapes. When I got into listening to cachao and cachaito, I realized that you could simplify these shapes even more so. And so you can basically get away with a 3 feel over a 4 or a 6 feel over a 4. Or you could even go as far as 7s as long as you repeat it enough in order to be able for it to come back to the least common denominator.
Right.
So it's basically just shapes. It's lines and shapes. And it's a it's a wonderful experience playing it with these guys.
So, Victor, how do you choose the repertoire for Savor? Is it all absolutely the classic Cuban song? Are you putting other stuff in as well?
Oh, no, we put other stuff in there. A lot of the songs that we do are songs that I used to play as a kid in Cuba. But some of the other songs are what's popular in the Cuban or in the Latin circles, as far as, especially in Cuban music. So it's song, we also do some other kinds of Cuban music, but we also do things outside of Cuban music, like merengue. We do
reggaeton on the mandolin.
No, we don't know. We do what is sombras? Yeah, cumbia. We do cumbias, and we do
basically your dance tunes, dance rhythms that people want to dance to.
Well, that's the fun part about us, I think, that we can do a dance situation where people can go and dance to all these styles of music, no matter where they're from. However, as we're going to be doing tonight, we can actually play acoustically and play in a more serene situation, quieter, and yet still have fun and not be intrusive kind of thing. And so it's a pretty big spread there, but I think that's fun because you don't get bored. It's not the same thing all the time for us.
You have a documentary that we've talked about on this show that was made basically about your life as a musician and your return to Cuba, and it was very poignant for me to watch that, because when you leave a country with such an incredibly rich musical tradition and end up in, you know, New Jersey or someplace.
Right, exactly. Well, you
it's
have
rough.
A good memory. Yeah, it's really, it was a mind-boggler.
And how have you been able to really keep alive or reawaken your Cuban roots in your own life?
Well, they never went to sleep. I was at them very present. And in fact, I think that about 30 years ago or so, I was two at the time, of course, but about 30 years ago.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I had a big band and I did all Latin music. And what was fun for me at the time, of course, was taking popular American songs and converting them to Latin. But when I moved out here 15 years or so ago, I wanted to do more of the Cuban music that I like, more straight Cuban music. And so I started doing that. I met Jay, and he's been instrumental in helping me accomplish that.
No pun intended.
No. Actually, that was a fraudulent slip.
Well, Victor Alvarez, Glenn Harvitz, Fred Simpson, and J.J. Oviedo are all part of the band Savor. They're playing at the Santa Fe Brewing Company tonight and every Thursday at 7:30. Are there any other regular places where people can hear your music?
Sure. Let's see. On Wednesdays, we're playing at La Posada from 6:30 to 9:30. And people do dance there. They go there, and we play acoustic, unamplified, but people still dance. And so Thursday, as you mentioned, we're at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. And Saturdays, we're at the San Francisco Street Bar and Grill.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, shall we go out with just a little bit more music?
Yeah, I need to say one thing, though.
Yes.
I think for, the regular, mainstream American audiences, they need to know one thing about Cuban music. It is one of the greatest musical forms on this planet and far-reaching.
I know.
They play it in Africa. I mean, you can go to Africa, you can hear all the Cuban songs. The Cuban music has influenced Congolese music, which has influenced the rest of the popular music in Africa. So it's so far-reaching.
It's
beautiful, beautiful music.
So. And I think that Fred has excellent taste.
Well, let's hear another song. We just have a minute or two before we go out.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz.